We got to talk about this. I don't know if you guys heard, but Eva Longoria is in real hot water.
Yes.
Because she basically downplayed black women voters, saying Latina women were the real heroines of the Democrats getting elected to the White House. Woo-wee! We're going to talk about this coming up next.
Not
on
today,
96.3 WHUR.
More. Give me more.
96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Skeet Show with my girl Nina Brown.
Yes,
there it is. Try again. Late, great Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gents, sometimes you get excited and you say the wrong thing, and our girl Eva Longoria has done just that. She's facing backlash, everybody, after being accused of downplaying the role that black women voters played in getting Joe Biden elected. Over the weekend, the Desperate Housewives star made the headlines when she claimed that Latinas were the real heroines in the Democratic election victory, while seemingly downplaying the voter turnout among black women. She was on MSNBC and she said, "The women of color showed up in a big way, of course. You saw in Georgia what black women have done, but Latina women were the real heroines here, beating men in turnout in every state and voting for Biden-Harris at an average rate close to 3-1. Oh!
And you forgot, even like the question wasn't even about Latina women. It was about black women.
Do we have audio of this?
Yes, we do.
Herb, can you play the audio of this real quick, please?
Showed up in big ways. Of course, you saw in Georgia what black women have done, but Latina women were the real heroines here, beating men in turnout in every state and voting for Biden-Harris at an average rate close to 3-1. And that wasn't surprising to us. You know, Latinos are the CEOs of the households. They make all the financial decisions and healthcare decisions and educational decisions. Many Latinas are small business owners, and they wanted a plan for recovery for themselves, not for Wall Street. And so Trump's policies were never aimed at the struggling Latina community. And, you know, if you look at voter suppression on top of that, how Latinas showed up, even through the closing of polling places and the shutting down of drop-off sites and new voter ID laws and long lines and driving 30 miles and all of that. And on top of that, restrictions and safety protocols of a pandemic.
Mm. Man, it would have been all good if the question was, how do you feel Latina women showed up? The question he asked her was about black women specifically. And she's like, yeah, black women. But Latina women, girl, don't do that.
Hold on. I'm going to let you speak. But first,
okay,
she did the Kanye. But
she,
you know what's really
up.
Crazy? Let me just say this real quick. I get what she's saying. What she tried to say was that in the Latin community, the Latin women showed up more than Latin men. Well, the same thing in the black community. You know what I mean? It was the same thing in the black community. So there was no big thing there. But in all honesty, there were more Latins on the Trump side than there were blacks on the Trump side.
There's a whole lot of anti-black.
You get what I'm saying? First of all,
Hispanic
Florida.
People.
First of all, you wasn't winning Florida without the Latino vote. You know, so the Latino vote in Florida, you know, especially in the Cuban community, helped Trump get ahead in a big way. So a lot of what she was saying, I disagree with. The other part of it is, come on, here's the other part of it. The point is that black women have been the backbone of what has been going on. You get what I'm saying?
We're new to this, yes.
Come on now.
And that's it. Like, let us have this moment. Like, let us have this moment where people are actually acknowledging us on a global stage right now. Don't take that from us. Like, don't do that, Eva.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it would be funny, but I'm not going to say it, but everybody can read between the lines. Go back to the last election when Trump got elected and see what the Latin vote did. Oops. We wouldn't have been here in the first place.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that as a Latino man myself. I am half Puerto Rican, so I get it. And I have the Trump debates in my family all the damn time. But we want to take some phone calls to see what you got to say.
Yeah, what y'all got to say?
202-432-WHUR. That's 202-432-WHUR. Call us now on the Frank Skeet Show with Nina Brown. Tell me for the last time. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, very interesting. Eva Longoria is facing backlash after being accused of downplaying the role that black women voters played in getting Joe Biden elected. Over the weekend, the Desperate Housewives star made the headlines when she claimed that Latinas were the real heroines in the Democratic election victory, while seemingly downplaying the voter turnout amongst black women. While she was on MSNBC, she said women of color showed up in a big way. Of course, you saw that in Georgia, what black women have done. But Latina women were the real heroines here, beating men in turnout in every state and voting for Biden-Harris in an average rate close to 3-1. Now, of course, when black Twitter came for her, Nina Brown, she did issue an apology.
Of course she did.
She said, when I said Latinas were the heroines this election, I simply meant that they turned out in greater numbers and voted more progressively than Latino men, capital letters. My wording was not clear. I deeply regret that. There is such a history in our community of anti-blackness, and I would never want to contribute to that. She continued, black women have long been the backbone of the Democratic Party, something that we have seen played out in this election as well as previous ones. Black women absolutely should be applauded and lifted up. They brought home the victory in a big way. Let's go to the phones. 96.3 WHUR, hello.
Hi, this is TC.
Go right ahead.
And I understand why she made those comments, because, I do wholesomely agree that the African-American voter turned out in a huge way. She does have an opportunity to say what was on her mind, because she is a Latina.
But that wasn't the question she was asked, though. And that's really the problem. She wasn't asked how she felt Latinos did in the election or Latina women. She was asked about the black vote. And she kind of dismissed the black vote and went to this whole thing about the Latina vote. And that's where the issue came
in. It was a point that probably is well overlooked, and she wanted to make that statement.
Got it. Understood. Thank you.
You're welcome.
WHUR, hello.
Actually, I think that she was talking so fast. She was so excited that, you know how people like to do a little plug? She wanted to plug the Latino women in, but she didn't get it. She don't know. She didn't realize, sisters, it's going to come for you.
Exactly.
So she thought she was going to do a plug and get away with it. That's what she thought was going to happen. But it wasn't working on this stage, because we did the doggone thing, okay?
The other thing is, the real truth is, yes, the Latina women showed up big in places that, you know, helped Biden get over the hump. But the last election with Trump, they did not show up. But black women still showed up. You know what I'm saying? Black women been showing up for a very long time for the black community. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's the point. We've been at this party. We've been at this party.
We're mothers, and mothers understand the gravity of what, because I've always said that I'm voting for my two black sons and my black grandson, because they are, you know, endangered. And so when you see that they're endangered, mothers are protectors, and we were protecting the flock, and she was not going to take that away from us. I can tell you now.
There you go. Thank you very much for that call.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. So there it is, I guess.
What you got to say?
You know, I mean, to be honest, of course, Biden and Harris needed every vote to get what they did. It was close in a lot of places, you know.
Right.
But if we're going to go there, then there's, you know, you got to bring out the Native American Indians who showed up in huge ways.
Hello?
You know, in their communities and brought, you know, Trump over the hill. There's a lot of people that showed up. But the effort, when you look at it, the effort that went in to getting everybody's vote counted by people like Stacey Abrams, who created the platform of Fair Fight in order to be able to combat what Trump did, you know, combat shutting down the post office, combat his voter suppression, and the way they got that vote out, by far, black women carried that flag. So big shout out to that. But I understand she got excited, so, you know, I'm going to let her slide. She my girl.
Yeah, I don't think she had ill intention. I just think she got, like you said, perfect words. She just got excited, and she just wanted to share that so badly that she wasn't even thinking about what the interviewer asked her. So I totally agree. So and this cancel culture, now that everyone's trying to, you know, have this kumbaya moment, are we canceling people, or are we letting the people who voted for Trump back in, like 50 Cent, Ice Cube, you know, Waka Flocka? Are we? I'm just asking a question. What?
50 Cent, Ice Cube, Waka Flocka, and Lil Wayne didn't vote. They don't even count. They hate to go to the polls. They vote. Ice Cube might have voted. Yeah. 50 ain't voted.
So, but my question is...
Lil Wayne has never voted. What?
My question is, are we still canceling them, or are we having a kumbaya moment with them?
I'm leaving that one alone.
I ain't got no words
for that one. Hey, don't move, everybody. We got more coming up right here on 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington.